This intersection predates the Revolutionary War, referred to by locals of the time as the Crossroads. Back then, Bollinger Road, across the intersection, continued straight instead of curving toward you. Thus, it met New Garden at a right angle to the left, south of the modern intersection. Fleming Road to the right was the road to the settlement of Oak Ridge. New Garden, though a narrow wagon road, curved the same way it does today. Lee's forces formed lines across New Garden facing the way you are. They were probably on the uphill side of a stream that runs through the modern woods behind you, below the Credit Union parking lot. The modern road has clearly been raised. At the time, the wagon road would have dropped down to and forded that stream. The British march up New Garden Road the same way you came and spread into battle lines diagonally across the intersection from you in what may have been farm fields. They march close enough to exchange volleys with the Continentals, possibly where you sit now. A curious teenager may single-handedly have prevented Lee from getting flanked. In a letter to the college president 100 years later, a local man passed along a story about a 16-year-old, last name Hunt, who lived on current college land near the crossroads. He reportedly sneaks to a fence, probably running east-west along a field on the other side of New Garden from the Credit Union, to watch the battle. But a British cavalry unit appears from the woods where the college is now, and the captain in front sounds the charge on his bugle. By leaping the fence, they could have attacked the side of Lee's line. On a dangerous whim, Hunt lifts his musket, fires, and fells the captain. Probably thinking Patriots lined the fence, the unit retreats. As evidence this story could be true, Tarleton later reported the death of one of his cavalry captains in this battle. The crossroads combat continues for half an hour until Lee sees the British 23rd Regiment of Foot, or infantry, come up New Garden from the south. With these men entering the lines, most of Cornwallis's army is now arrayed against Lee's much smaller force. Lee wisely orders a withdrawal toward the main army at 11 a.m. Continue to the driving instructions under the long lane and its audio clip.